for a game titled Remember Me, we have Whitney Booth and Jonathan Lee. Jonathan, you are a reality television show editor. You create what we see. You are the real storyteller.
Well, I worked on one that's actually called Man Finds Food.
And what's the premise? Oh, let me guess.
He finds food.
Yeah, he finds food. I really did think in the beginning that I was like, oh, so you drop some people in the wilderness and they have to.
Find food.
You're like, these restaurants are down weird streets. Whitney's visiting us all the way from Nashville. Nice. What do you do to keep your memory sharp?
Chardonnay.
Good answer.
I actually find that I end up telling the same stories to people over and over, which is annoying to both me and them, but I feel like it's like locking
everything down. But Chardonnay doesn't care, does it?
It doesn't care at all. It never minds.
Jonathan, how about you?
I was going to say crossword puzzles.
Oh, but?
I guess with Chardonnay, I'll say marijuana.
I like when we just get honest.
Yeah, let's get down to it, man.
Good.
All about it. Refreshing to hear the truth.
Well, you guys have a music game coming your way, so let's bring back our VIP, Ingrid Michaelson. Ingrid, would you like to answer the question of what you do to keep your memory sharp? We have Chardonnay and marijuana.
Sounds like two strippers' names. I really don't. I don't have a sharp memory. I've given up on trying. I forget things all the time, and I just, that's it. I'm done. It's over for me.
I like that tactic.
Sorry.
You're like, sharp memory. Let it go.
Yeah, I've given up.
Jonathan?
So, we're about to play a music game. What we've done is we've rewritten the lyrics to the hit song Somebody That I Used to Know by Gautier, or as I call him, Gotcha.
It's like a pirate.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
To be about films that feature characters whose memories are somehow changed or impaired. So just tell us the movie that we are singing about, and the winner will move on to our Ask Me One More final round. Here we go.
Now and then I think of when we were together, but I decided to erase those memories. I will struggle to hold on to you, despite the fact that you erased me too. Will Charlie Kaufman make us ride this train forever?
Whitney.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
That's right.
Chardonnay is helpful for that too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We don't want you knowing there are aliens among us. I was a cop, but now I make these shades look good. Pay no attention, that's just Agent K. If you wouldn't mind, just look this way. You'll forget once I have used my neuralizer.
Whitney.
Men in Black.
That's right. These are coming across super sad.
I'm not going to help with that much.
No, keep it sad, man. Keep
it
sad. Good. You ready?
Yeah. No, I don't remember meeting you. I'm not rude. I have a problem with my short-term memory. So if you are the guy who can make me fall in love each day, then we'll pull through.
Whitney.
51st Dates.
Yeah.
The length someone will go to forget Adam Sandler.
I feel like Whitney's doing well because she's just sitting around drinking Chardonnay watching movies all the time.
The same ones over and over and over and over.
Here we go.
Now and then I used to fret about my dull existence, living in the suburbs, just a housewife longing to escape. But then I read this personal ad. Wow, this thrift store jacket looks so rad. My head received a whopping blow, so now I'll be Madonna rather
Yeah, Whitney, I'm not sure if you'll get this, Jonathan.
Stepford Wives?
Madonna?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Whitney, do you know what it is?
No, I can't even think of something funny to say.
We can give a clue. Rosanna Arquette was in this movie.
Boyhood?
No, that's Patricia Arquette.
All right, that's the end of the game and the end of the show. Thanks, everybody, for coming.
Tell them what it rhymes with.
Mesperately meeking moosin. Desperately seeking Susan.
Just go to sleep, then I'll commence. Plant a thought inside your brain while you just lie there dreaming. This corporate spying so intense. Does my top keep spinning? Does this dream make sense?
Whitney.
Inception.
Inception is the right answer. All right, this is your last question.
Where were we supposed to swim? I can't quite remember, but it had something to do with Sydney. I just found your next of kin. Turns out he's a clownfish with a lucky fin.
Whitney.
Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo. John Chinesky, what happened in that game?
If I recall correctly, Whitney took that game and is moving on to our Ask Me Another final round.